In the studio with us right now, our friend Robert Kelly is here.
Hello.
And Stavros Halkias.
Yes, hello.
I know. I see. I'm so good now.
You're the best.
How are you, gentlemen?
We're fantastic.
How was the show last night?
Show last night was great. A lot of Mike Calta show fans.
Let me ask you a question. If somebody were to do an interview with you, say the Intero Bang, and they said, "Hey, we're doing an interview with comedians, and we want to know what are the most influential morning shows for comedians. Like, what shows help you move tickets? What shows do you like doing? What show? Give me top three shows that you would say."
Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
Never done it.
Oh, then you can't say it.
You've done wrap up though.
Yes, I've done wrap up.
Okay. Did it help you sell tickets?
Very aggressive in the morning.
Yeah. Sorry. You've done wrap up.
Just a reminder.
Did it help you sell tickets?
It shoots out of his mouth.
It usually shoots in his mouth.
Oh. I would have to say this show.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah, for you personally is what I'm asking you. Jesus Christ.
There's nothing. Well, you
what
said.
What are you going to ask you? Somebody else's opinion?
Well, because you said there's a lot. If you presented it as comics.
No, yes. The interview spoke to several comics.
I'm trying to be a little sophisticated with my.
But it's in your opinion,
opinion.
It would be like, in your opinion, who's the greatest five actors? You know what I mean? Yeah. So it'd be your choice.
I would say this would be probably my number one. And I'm not just saying that.
You don't have to say that because you're here.
Listen, first of all, no, I'm not saying that, okay, because I'm here. I mean, it's Side Splitters in Tampa.
Right.
It's not Vegas. It's not Madison Square Garden.
It's very close.
I'm coming down to Tampa almost twice a year because I sell tickets.
Thank you.
Because fans come out. The only reason to come to a place so much and so consistently is because, and look, and I credit Bobby Jewell and I credit you. Because when I first came down here,
don't credit nothing to Bobby Jewell.
Well, because I'll tell you why. He did say once, "I'm going to get you down here a lot so you can have fans."
Yeah.
And I do. If I didn't have a place to come, I wouldn't be able to come on the show.
Yeah.
And when I came to the Improv the first time is when the guy forgot to pick me up from my press.
That's right.
Slept in.
Yeah.
And you let me call in again to your show. And you helped me promote twice.
So me, I'm the one.
Yes.
Comedian Jay Moore was asked.
Yes.
He said, and this is fine because he's in L.A., and I got to tell you, I can't be mad at Jay Moore because much like his nemesis, Bert Kreischer, at every opportunity that they get, they mention, you call up Jay Moore's show from Tampa, and he gives me a shout out every time. My phone blows up a couple times a month. Jay Moore's blowing you up, talking about how great you are.
Yeah,
so I got no problem.
Jay Moore does blow people up. He does have. He has no problem helping people out with that.
Jay Moore mentioned Kevin and Bean.
Okay.
Paul and Ron. Have you done their show?
I love their show.
They're very nice guys. We
love
them.
Too. Yeah, they're great.
Rick in Denver, Rick Lewis, and Opie and Jimmy and Ron Bennington. So he named the people that for him is right.
I would have to put Opie in what.
They're collectively calling Opie and Anthony, Opie Anthony, Opie Jim, Jim Sam, Opie whoever. It's all collectively Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony have to put that right at the top.
Yes.
And I'd have to put, lately too, Ron Bennington for myself because he's done a lot of stuff with me, like live shows with me.
Yes.
He did Creeps with Kids, which I would love for you to come to New York and be part of.
He does a great job. He is the Kurt Loder of the comedy world, Ron Bennington.
He really is.
I mean,
Ron is the best.
I will also tell you, and somebody points this out in here, is that I will give Opie and Anthony the credit for most of this because, it was Chad Zumach who wrote the article who said, had it not been for Opie and Anthony, he was introduced to Bill Burr. Yeah. He was introduced to Patrice O'Neill, to Rich Voss, and guys you would never have heard of. The first time that I heard you was when you told the Seinfeld story.
Right.
And that was the funniest goddamn thing I ever heard.
Yeah.
And that's when I started to like you.
Yeah.
Jim Florentine was very smart. He gave no answer.
Yep.
He appreciated radio and said how important radio was. Now he hates getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, but it's essential, and refused to name a show. Brilliant move.
Well, can I just say this? A lot of guys hate. I've never, even when Opie would do Jocktober or whatever, and I never get into it because the fact that a radio station will let me come in, with my success,
right,
and and promote my show, is the world to me.
Yeah.
And I've never had a problem with any show. The only guy I had a problem with out of 20-something years of doing radio, morning radio was Mancow.
I was saying Mancow. He's the only one. Because I
literally I left the show.
Can I tell you why, though? Because I figured out Mancow. When you can't do something good, you fight with people. That's your way of, like, even Opie and Anthony are known for fighting with people, but they either do it in a funny way or they do it to where it built up to a fight. It started out good and then it turned bad.
And if you got them, they would laugh at it.
Yes.
They would always laugh, which is key.
Yes.
If you had a good one, they'd be like, that was a good one.
Yeah.
You
know, that's the truth.
Yeah, he would. I went on his show, and he was. The guy was like, "You have to raise your hand," and raise my hand, and then he would call on you.
We're gonna try that one morning. We're gonna do man cow rules on this show. You have to raise your hand when you want to talk. When you submit questions.
Yeah, you have to wear sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
He wore sunglasses. Remember?
Still does. Oh, yeah.
All the time. It's
well,
like,
when you're that cool, though.
Yeah.
You gotta wear sunglasses.
Yeah, but someone on his staff, like the owner of the thing,
I just assume guys who do that are on heroin.
No.
Or drugs, some sort of drug.
It's because you can't get in his brain. You can't. If I can look in your eyes, I can see when you're on tilt. I can see when I said something that got to you. With him, it's just dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like poker players.
Yeah, he's like chips, like a state trooper.
Roy Wood Jr., who is not only a comedian, but an actor, which we co-starred with.
Co-starred.
In a television show.
Yes.
What? He is also a Cox radio employee. When Roy Wood Jr. was asked, he said, Bill and Randy, who are friends of mine from TV in Pittsburgh. Bob and Tom, which, of course, is what you're supposed to say when you're a touring comedian.
Never did them.
Smart, because I think that you would terribly like them. I mean, think they were terrible. Then he also named the other Black Morning shows, Ricky Smiley and Tom Joyner, because you have to.
Never did any of those. Bob and Randy, I was just in Pittsburgh. Thanks for having me on.
It's Bill and Randy, and Bill. You tell me, I will hook that up. You will like them.
Well,
Randy Bauman is a good guy that I've known for a long time.
Right.
And he's one of the few good radio guys, and you would fit in perfect with their show.
Okay, cool.
Brett Ernst, who's only been on the show once, named Randy and named Paul and Ron and a couple other people I never heard of. Eddie Ift, who's only been on once, named all pretty much L.A. shows. Let me scroll down. Sam Tripoli. Mention us or not?
Yes.
He had
to. He loves it. Every time he's here, there's an event.
Had to.
Sam Tripoli's first phrase was, a radio show like Mike Calta in Tampa can help a comic hit their bonuses.
Yes.
Thank you, Sam Tripoli.
There you go, Sam Tripoli.
Yes. And good fans. Some radio shows have awful fans.
Yeah.
Like the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah. mean son of a bitches.
Scream, not you, dude. I had one guy say, he was like, Bob, I love you. Packed house. My family was there. Love you, Bob. I was like, I love you too. He goes, not you.
Craig Gass. Oh, Craig Gass. Just with Craig Gass in Chicago at Pearl Jam. He's been on the show. Call me up.
Multiple times.
2 days before he came. Hey, buddy, I'm in town doing some open mic thing downtown. Do you mind if I come on and do some voices? I got a good thing. What if Al Pacino is raping Bill Cosby? We'll do it live on your show. I'm like, yeah, of course. Anytime you want, come on. Craig Gass might be the biggest offender on this list. There's a ton of great radio shows out there that are comic friendly. You're going to crap your pants when you hear this. There's a ton of great radio shows out there that are comic friendly, but there's one called, you ready?
Yeah.
The Stan and Haney Show in Fort Myers.
Come on.
Where their main host, Stan, gets genuinely worked up all day long on air and off about things that are so real to him that I stop caring about what shows I'm promoting and I just want to listen to him vent until the room gets uncomfortable.
Ooh.
Oh, good. Good luck promoting shows in Florida. Maybe Stan and Haney could do that for you. Rich Voss.
No.
I was just talking to Rich Voss the other day. I mean, not even a week ago. Rich Voss says, radio helps. There are certain radio shows I absolutely love doing. I love the Sports Junkies, Todd and Tyler, Kid Chris, Brother Wheeze. I mean, he just went on and on. Shred and Reagan.
He's been in the business for 50 years.
Paul and Ron. Tom Bernard.
His mother's brothers.
Opie and Anthony. Ron Bennington. Nothing.
Really?
Not a thing.
I've done The Dark Shadow.
I was on old-timey radio before TV.
Next up, his name is Rich Voss. He's a young lad about to do stand-up comedy. Hello.
The top 10.
Original teeth. I can't believe he didn't mention you.
Oh, my God. Like, and mention Paul and Ron, mention Florida, did not mention. He constantly is on Opie's show bringing me up, and yet in this article, the top 10 most influential radio shows, according to the headliners, out of the 50 headliners they talked to, number one, Opie, which is a conglomerate of all the Opie variations, Howard, Ron Bennington,
Howard, we can't put
Here's
Howard.
What it says. Let me read this to you, and you'll be like, okay. Howard doesn't have a lot of comics on anymore, but a few of them hold a forever debt to him establishing their careers. Not true.
Okay, because that's where Opie and Anthony really excelled. They said, okay, we're going to have all new, we're going to let comics bring other comics on. And that they put every funny guy on, and it exposed a lot of unfunny people, too.
That's true, that's good.
And you do that, too.
Yes, because we usually like one. If you have only been here one time, it's because we hated you. Or in
one break also.
And that one guy's, yeah. Unless, though, you can't let that reputation get out, because sometimes that one break lasts an hour and 10 minutes, and you're like, oh, that was a good break.
Sure. Yeah, and that doesn't happen with every radio show. Some people are paid to do one break, and they don't care who you are unless you're huge, you know?
Oh, no.
And they have, like, we have everything where we have to push this button at 8:45.
Right.
I never heard of Vic Henley until I heard of him on Opie's show. Do you know who that is?
No.
I've never seen him do stand-up.
Vic Henley's a nice guy.
Yeah. And then the first time I heard that, I go, oh, Jesus, blue collar. And then I listened to him, and I'm like, oh, he's great.
He's a very funny guy.
Ricky Smiley, Todd and Tyler, Randy and the other guy, and then the Mike Calta show, followed by Brother Wheeze.
He said you.
That's the top 10 that they got out of talking to all the headliners. Yeah. So thank you to Rob's buddy, Chad Zumach, for putting us in the article there, and to the comedians who took the time to mention our names, Sam Tripoli and the other guy.
Not Rich Voss.
Can I be offended at this?
Yeah, you weren't even asked.
Not asking you, really, Rich? Who's your dumb friend? Stupid, unaware loser. Who doesn't ask me? I never get up. I get asked like the fifth time, like 5 years from now when the list doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's when I get on shows. Yeah, come out and do the show. Oh, I hate it.
I feel like, though, you'd accidentally forget us.
Really?
I talked to Voss 5 days ago.
Buddy, you're all
5 days ago.
Ask anybody. Ask him. You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. It's literally Opie and Anthony, you. I mean, these are the shows that I've...
Stop right there.
I mean, well, I hang out with you.
Yeah.
You know, I love Ron and Young Paul. I love them. I've gone on them for years. He's awesome to me. You know, I really do. But I hang out.
Yeah.
I was in a thunderstorm in a hot tub with you.
There you were. You've never done that. You've never done that with Opie.
No, never done
You've probably never been to Opie's house.
Wow.
And that's more years.
Yeah, neither is Jim, and they live across the street from me.
Probably not going to happen now.
Jim moved.
Yeah, so great place. Jim Norton is now on, but he doesn't start till 8 o'clock.
Is that true?
I don't know. They start late in the morning.
I have no idea.
So that it's live in the West Coast.
That's true, yes. I heard that, yeah.
It's kind of smart. If you can cut that deal, I'll take it.
What, 8 to what, 11?
I don't care. Honestly, if I don't have to get up at 4, I'll stay on until noon. Like, yesterday, I was like, I could have stayed on until 1 o'clock with you guys yesterday. Yeah. It was so easy and effortless, and, you know, it was funny.
It was fun.
How many people do you think would be waiting outside if we stayed on until noon?
Oh, man, did I get a ration of crap yesterday?
Well, yeah, I
thank God I had my daughter with me, because everybody was afraid to curse in front of her.
I heard that. Why don't you just shut it down?
I don't know. I guess that when I started, I don't know.
We're here for the people. We like to entertain people.
You're here for the fans.
Yeah.
The best is the poor lady who's in charge of making sure the commercial plays. I went out there and she hit me with a piece of paper. And she's like,
not one commercial break in the whole 10 o'clock hour.
And I said, no, I think we took one. And she's like, you're killing me. And I go, but don't you understand? Good radio equals ratings. And she's like, You can't make no money off of ratings if you don't play the commercials. And I go, yeah, I guess that's pretty sure.
Is she an Irish woman? Sure.
Yeah, she's
she's from Holland.
I'm not good at accents. I don't know. Yeah. Don't try to guess what you are. I'm just terrible at accents. So the shows were full last night?
It was pretty full last night.
I need Thursday, like a full?
Yeah, pretty full. Yeah. Okay. So and it was a lot of, I like your fans too because it's a lot of hot women.
Were there really?
Yeah, a lot of hot women and a lot of, oh my God, last night, the hottest girl ever was with this guy that heard the show, came down, and she wanted to do a Snapchat, and her phone was, the brightness was off. So I go, let me see it, and I grab it. And with the new operating system, when you flick up, photos come up.
Yeah.
Oh
boy. Did I see some lovely stuff?
What did you see?
Oh, I don't know. I know is there had to be a third person or a tripod to take that angle.
I'm getting a tripod right now. Just talking about it.
Oh my God.
Really, huh?
My God.
And did she know that saw that? Or?
Of course. She was right there. And she panicked, and I panicked. I don't know why. I always panic. I have this dumb chivalry in me, like oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I should have grabbed it and ran away.
Texted to yourself.
Yeah, if I was smart, I would have emailed it to myself real quick. And she was so pretty, man.
What was her name? You know,
I don't know her name, but her boyfriend was cool as hell.
I know the names of all the pretty girls who listen to the show.
Right, well, this girl's brand new. She just got here from Albany.
Oh no,
she's
I don't
really
know
pretty, but she was a good sport about it too. She laughed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I think I turned her off. Because your boyfriend was like, hey,
she
let's...
She looked at you?
He was wearing a burka before.
Wow.
Let it die. We all just let it die.
I'll take
my
it.
God. Burka. that hurt me. That silence. People just check their radio. People are like, oh, man. Someone just... Oh, God damn it, this radio again.
Was that a loose wire or something?
No, she was a good sport about it, but then I felt bad because her boyfriend was like, yo, come out with us. And I was like, nah, I might go over my friend's house.
Well, you may have been in the tripod.
Bailey J, right? I was like, I was supposed to go to Bailey's house last night.
Right.
With Matt and Bailey. And he's like, who is she? I'm like, she's, I explained to her. He's like, really? And I showed him a picture, and she's just gorgeous. And then I showed her girlfriend. She was on the phone with her mother, and I showed her a picture of it. And it's just this big, you know.
For those people that know, Bailey J is a transgendered woman who is, if you did not see her naked, there's no sign that she was ever a man.
One of the prettiest girls ever.
But still is in, still owns her penis.
And it's
and it's
than
tremendous.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
awesome.
It's big. I meant big.
Massive.
We meant it's delicious. Yeah.
You're back inside.
This radio station.
Ooh, sweating.
This radio station is
now you're out again.
Oh, boy.
Way too much time. Looking at a picture of Bailey J.
She's so it just doesn't, she was supposed to be a girl. I mean, she's beautiful, hairless, naturally hairless, beautiful.
You can't be naturally hairless.
Yeah, you can.
Unless you're one of those cats.
Look at his arms.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
That's not hairless. That's light hair.
Just shut the show down with his ice thing.
Light hair.
Light hair, maybe.
John Corbett. Naturally,
bang Bailey J.
Naturally.
Is that the new thing? We just say names.
Yeah,
Ted Danson, Jeremy Irons. I like just shout out old white guys' names. Bill Buckner. Right now, I think John Corbett banged Bailey J. She better finish the story.
No, I think John Corbett's hairless.
He looks hairy.
No, I mean, I walked in on him one day. We were doing a sex scene. He has, I mean, just these Mustang legs. you know, the horse leg?
Yeah.
The front horse leg? Hairless. He's just Cherokee Indian legs. Hairless. Not one hair. He only has hair where it's supposed to be. It's gorgeous. He's gorgeous. I wish I had that. I hate my hair. Me and you have the same hair. We have that Italian.
None.
You have hair.
Yeah, barely though. I had a haircut yesterday. Oh, my legs. I was looking in the mirror. I was getting my hair cut, and I was like,
why?
My hair. And I had to go because I thought my hair was long.
But you can at this point, you can cut your own hair. You can listen.
You know why
you
can I can't? You know why I can't?
Slow me and stop.
I can't.
Why?
Because I tried, and it is completely And it looks like I had a fight with some other guy who had a razor.
But your wife could do it easily. I'm telling you right now, that's one on the sides, two on top.
I have told my wife, no, it's a two on the sides and a five on the top.
That's no five.
Michael,
who are you talking to?
Michael Landon. Sorry.
Bruce, I was like, he's got great hair. What are you talking about? Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't know. I think I go to the barbershop more for the camaraderie than anything.
I used to go, you know what? When we did sex, drugs this season, I had to put a wig on at one point, and I had to get my hair cut because it's human hair.
Right.
And they had to cut it to the style they wanted it, and I got a haircut for the first time in, geez, almost 12 years, 13 years.
Oh, man, how did it feel?
15 years. Oh, maybe longer, right? 15 years. And I forgot how sexual a haircut was when a woman is doing it.
When a woman's doing it.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah. Does that rule anything out? You know?
I'm just saying. I got my buddy Kenny cuts my hair. So
it is sexy. I mean,
what's up,
Kenny?
Firm
hands? I don't know.
Yeah. It's not very sexual, but I get what you're saying.
He does sit on his lap facing him when he does it. So that's kind of hot.
That's a good gimmick. If you open up a place like that where the girls straddle you where they cut your hair.
They rub, you know, they have to. You
rub their boobies on you?
Well, the boobie, or they, you know, they kind of get around, they're touching your neck, and they're softly, you know, massaging your hair, and they're talking to you, and they're interested, they're pretending. It's almost like the stripper, you know, they're like strippers.
I used to go to this place when I lived in Staten Island, on Newdorp Lane. My father used to go get his hair cut there by the woman who owned the place. Mm-hmm. And there was this girl who worked there. I had to be in her 20s. She was so super gorgeous with the biggest boobs. And I was like in love with her. But I was like 9, you know?
Right.
And they cut my hair, and you sit right in the window when you do it in the front facing the street. And I remember John Silvers was a friend of mine who just passed away. He used to walk down the home from school, and he'd be like, that girl with the big boobs is in the window again. And I go there to get my hair cut, and we don't talk about like 9, 10-year-olds talking about this. And I'll never forget one day I walked down the street, and there was John Silvers just sitting in the chair with a big smile on his face. But I think that she used to hit me in the face with her boobs on purpose.
Yes.
Not in a molestation kind of way. I think she just knew that I loved it so much that she was being nice. I really do. I really think that she was like, I know why you're here.
You know what's not sexy is when a lady's cutting your hair and tells you that her lupus is acting up. I left.
What?
She was cutting my hair, and she was pulling my hair while she was cutting it. And she's like, I'm sorry, I have lupus, and it's acting up. And then I'm like, is lupus contagious? I don't know what's going on. I was like, I need somebody else to cut my hair. I can't do this. I mean, she literally, I think, just woke up and was still drunk. And it was ridiculous.
You're the only one that could do that. I would have sat there and got lupus before I got up and went to another
way.
Yeah.
I can't. I have no self-esteem. I'm a people pleaser. So many times I knew they were cutting my hair wrong.
Yeah.
Or it was uneven, and I would just be like, they'd be like, okay, all done. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
One side's longer than the other. I'll go home. No way.
Thank you for the work.
Here's $25.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I would definitely get some disease from a lady.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. And I have a big ego, and I'm full of self-confidence, and I still couldn't.
No.
But yeah, believe it or not. But I still couldn't be mean to people like that.
Yeah, there's some about.
But I'm not being mean to her. No, listen to me.
No, you're not wrong.
She broke the goddamn rule. I'm there to pay her to get a haircut. She did the haircut wrong, and she possibly gave me some sort of disease.
Right.
So you're breaking the rules. Therefore, any kind of etiquette goes out the window.
You're right, but it's still mean.
What?
And no. I can't have that mean.
Well, you're absolutely. And I wish I could be more like you. I wish I had that in me. But it is a mean. You're going to make her sad by getting up and leaving. And I.
Is it because I had lupus?
Or am I helping people after me? They're going to be like, you know what? Sally used to be terrible, but this guy came in and said, hey, lupus face, stop cutting my hair and pulling it and everything. And now she's the best because she remembers that.
Now you're being mean. You called her lupus face. Yeah. Okay, that's the old
line. I like your strategy, though. You're the Rosa Parks of lupus
face. Yes. Yeah. I'm helping people. Yeah, when I yell at people, I'm helping you guys.
Yeah. Well, but I understand what you're saying, but I don't have the. I'd rather take the lupus and the crappy haircut,
right?
And hurt somebody's feelings and make like she has to go home. Her boss is going to go, look, you can't be here with lupus again.
Right, it fires her. I mean, her daughter becomes a hooker because they can't afford to feed the other kids. Right. It's all on you.
Oh, I'm a trailblazer.
This is Bobby Kelly. And this is Stavi Halkias. They are going to be at Sidesplitters all weekend long. They say that when the show is over tonight, they're going to come join us at Caddy's, but I don't think you're going to do that.
I think we are.
Okay, good.
I really do. I think we are. Now, where you say the beach. Can I just be honest with you? Mm-hmm. I've never been to the beach in Tampa.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
It's not a good look for us in the daylight.
Oh yeah, of course.
We're gonna be on Treasure Island. I can give you directions before you leave. It's not close. It's not far, but it's not close.
Don't tell me look good on the beach is like Russia. Some Arctic beach.
Yeah. I hope you do come though, because I'll stay out there all night if you come out.
Well my show gets over late, you know, 12.
What time?
12:30.
It's a 40-minute drive out to Treasure Island from Sidesplitters.
Really?
Yeah, it might not be worth it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see, dude. I was up last night ready to go, you know?
Yeah.
And there was nobody to go to.
You should have called me.
What were we going to do?
Nothing.
You would have been in bed.
I went to the hockey game.
Oh, you saw, what's that team again?
The Red Wings lose to the Tampa Bay Lightning? Yes. Yeah, I got to get me. You can't make fun of a team that's got a Stanley Cup. It's just, and got it not that long ago. So.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. I just don't like hockey in the hot weather places.
I don't like the way you say hockey.
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 You like it.
Like you got to clear your throat every time you hit
it. I don't like hockey in the.
It's hockey.
Yeah, but nobody plays hockey here.
What do you mean?
Nobody plays. There's no, it's hot.
Yeah, I don't understand that. What do you think? That we don't know how to make ice?
Yeah, that's
science.
It's a fact.
You know how many rinks there are here?
Yeah, but it's like you guys, you make it.
Pete's kid plays on four teams. My son plays all the time.
I don't like it.
Seems a lot. Why? Because we don't have a pond that froze over.
Yeah. You don't have.
Sorry, we went straight to the facility. We don't have a pond. You went on that.
Sorry, young blood.
Mm-hmm. Name one original Tampa hockey player.
What do you mean, from Tampa?
Yes.
I don't.
Doesn't exist.
No, but Tampa.
Because it's not supposed to be here.
Why?
Because it's hot weather. It's close to the equator.
You can't say H words.
Yeah, right?
Name one player on the Blackhawks is from Chicago.
It doesn't matter.
Chicago's cold all the time.
Exactly. It's cold.
Okay.
But they're from up there.
Yeah, they all are. Yeah. Everybody in the league.
Most of them are from out there.
I don't know. I just don't.
Yeah,
like
you're being mean.
I'm just messing with you, too.
Yeah.
The Lightning.
No, that's cool. Way to put asses in seats at Sidesplitters by insulting the beloved hockey team.
Well, let me just say this.
Sold out opening night last night.
Let me just say this, that I hope you guys are successful this year. And I hope that you come close to another championship.
You know what? If you can't name at least three people on our team, I don't think anybody should come see you at the club.
You have Michael Chiklis?
No, that's the Shield.
Jaromir Jagr.
No.
Is that a hockey player?
You have...
This is not people you look like.
Stavros Halkias?
And a snowman.
That's the best one ever.
Curly Joe Dorita?
Yeah. The guy from Game of Thrones?
Oh. Go ahead. Three Lightning hockey players, past or present. I'm giving you past or present.
Yes. Oh, man. All right, ready? You have Gabriel Mokalakis.
Yes.
And the black guy.
We do have one.
Sean McCurry.
Mm. Nope.
Yep, the Irish black guy.
Dante O'Doherty.
Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah. He's Irish.
And then you have.
Dante O'Doherty.
You have. Then you have, of course, the famous. I mean, God.
Oh, yeah.
He got so many.
Who could forget him?
Got so many goals.
Right.
Well, I like the slap shots personally.
Are you done? Yammering. What's his name? The guy.
Yes.
Michael Stafford.
Stafford?
Stafford. He played left wings.
Left wing.
He played both the wings.
You left the wings.
You love chicken wings. That's why you said wings.
The wings yesterday. How good were they?
Oh, my God. They were incredible.
Oh, God.
Where was that place?
Selman's.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Way to change the subject, you two.
What a boring lunch I had with you.
Me?
Yeah, just a salad eating ass.
Oh, I thought you were gonna make fun of me.
I've never seen you sadder. We've gone out to eat so many times, and we had such great.
It's our sex.
Oh my God, we talk, we eat.
Yeah.
You usually order a bunch of stuff that I you got to try this. And we eat it. And yesterday, you and your salad.
I know. It was disgusting.
The only thing that saved it was your daughter's happy energy, youth energy.
And the worst is she doesn't eat. So now I've got a whole plate full of chicken fingers, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Just let me get a little corner of that.
I wanted a bite.
I did.
I wanted a little bite, yeah.
Last night I went to the hockey game, starving, and I got a salad from PDQ. And they had no dressing that was acceptable for me, so I'd eat a dry salad.
Oh, a fate worse than death.
You eat a dry salad at a hockey game?
Yeah, I know.
Don't they kick you out of that?
I know.
I think a staffer would kick him out. Staffman, what was it?
Lerone Staffer.
Yeah.
Lerone Stafferton. Lerone Stafferton.
Ironically.
Stafferton.
Ironically, the stepson of Michael Landon.
Oh. Yeah.
I can't believe you don't like hockey.
No, I was really into sports 20s and 30s. And especially now.
In the 1920s? Yeah. What did you like, tennis?
When they had the lamb soccer ball games.
Lamb's game?
Especially when I had the kid the last 3 years, I don't care about any of it. Because I just...
It ruined your Sundays.
I don't have it. I don't have the ability to go to a game and want... You know, anytime I'm home, it's a Sunday and I have to be there. And, you know, I got caught up. I really got into MMA.
Yeah.
MMA for me was easier because, I don't know, I just loved it. I know all the guys in there. I know, you know, I have favorite. But as far as even my own sports, I used to know everybody on the team, on the Red Sox and the Celtics and the Patriots. And
yeah.
I just stopped. I just didn't have time. I still love watching the game. There's nothing like watching the game. And I love when... you know, especially the Bruins are in the playoffs.
Right.
There's nothing better than when you have hope down here.
Yeah.
And you start trashing Boston and I love trashing you to it. But the Pats, of course, I love that because they're going to win another Super Bowl this year. It's just crazy.
It's amazing.
So I love sports, but I'm not into it as much as I used to be. Probably because of the kid. I think when he gets older and he can get into it,
right.
I think I'll get back into
it. That's why I think I'm so into hockey because my son loves it so much.
Right.
I'm the same. I gave up baseball. And by the way, best tweet ever yesterday.
No, did you like that?
Derek Jeter's wife tweeted that she didn't watch baseball before Derek Jeter and Galvin run Mike out to stop watching it when Derek retired, and that's the absolute truth. Once Jeter went out, I no longer have any interest in baseball anymore at all. Still love the Yankees, always will, but I don't have any interest in watching live or televised baseball whatsoever.
I like it when when I want to take a nap.
Yeah.
Golf and baseball are the best.
Yeah, I can watch golf, yeah.
Best nap sports ever.
Like, you know when they have a technology and then a better technology comes along and just forces the other one out? Like the cassette got rid of the album and the CD got rid of the cassette. Football should have pushed baseball out. Like, we have this great game.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, now we got this better game. And they're like, all right, we should stop playing that one and play more of this one. You know? It just seemed like it should have pushed it out.
I love football, but that dumb Will Smith movie kind of ruined it for me.
The concussions?
Yeah, because now I just feel like I'm just watching guys for my entertainment mush their brains.
Yeah, no, I don't care. But you still like MMA, though.
Yeah, but MMA is less... is not as bad as boxing. Boxing is like...
No, yeah, I agree.
But
it's still guys just wailing on each other.
Yeah, but you can quit.
Right.
It's acceptable to tap out and say, I'm done.
I'm a pussy.
Come on, son. That doesn't make me that some guys are so tough, they just die. They literally let someone strangle them to death.
Right. Oh, yeah, and don't tap. Or, hey, go ahead, break my arm.
Just
all right.
Don't you know you're not going to die? You're going to pass out, and they're going to call you out, and the fight's going to come over, and then they're going to give you a smelling salt, and you're going to wake up. And I think it's cooler to go out like that.
Yeah, but you say that, but it's your fight or flight instinct where you think that your brain says you're dying.
Yeah.
You're dying.
If I was Sam Punk, I would have been like, just kill me. Just kill me. It's what an embarrassment. Yeah. Just let it go.
If you paid me to strangle you, to kill you, if you had like some terminal disease and you were going to die, you'd be like, Bobby, I need you to kill me. I need the insurance. I need you to die. And I was doing it.
Yeah.
You'd still fight me.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah,
I would go like this.
You couldn't control that, though.
No, like the girl. Well, I'll tell you who did it. Million Dollar Baby. Bit her own goddamn tongue off.
That's a movie.
Yeah. I know.
But like people,
based on true story,
people that like hang themselves in prison or whatever, like from the door, will put their hands in their pockets or put their belt around their hands because they know that they're going to go after it and try and get the thing off their neck.
Clint Eastwood.
You can't say it in reference,
right,
too close to the movie I was talking about. It wasn't random enough. That's bad. That would have been better.
Yeah, that is a movie. She did bite her. That was fake.
She bit her tongue and right out of her mouth.
Yeah, but
she
it did, that's it. Not real.
Yeah, it was also a girl boxing.
Yeah. Then I try to do it. I try to bite my tongue a little bit and see how hard I can get.
Oh, it's by the way, real quick, I don't want any girl boxers to call up and say that they want to fight. I don't want to fight them.
However, we will be at Mike Helta's Punch Out on November
12th.
Yeah. And we will be looking to schedule more fights. Bobby Kelly and I are fighting today, coming up at the 8 o'clock hour here in the studio.
Yes. I would like to say that Stavros Halkias will be replacing Robert Kelly in today's event. He is. I asked him again today, are you sure you want to do this? Yeah, absolutely. Sure, I'll do it. No problem. Because it's not a big deal, apparently, for him to fight you.
I kind of like how you're presenting this right now. You're trying to stoke the flames here.
Shut your face, kid. Listen,
bare knuckle Fight Club style. No tap outs.
I actually have my mic hand I have to protect for two. I have four shows.
Mic hand.
I remember one time my wife hit my arm, and I went, that's my mic hand. She went, yuck.
Yeah, I'm down. I'll fight both of you.
At the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, how do we fight? Like, with gloves? Do you have gloves?
I think I'm winning this fight. No, I just said bare knuckle like Fight Club. No,
we can't do that. I'm not punching you in the head. With
no, you're not.
Listen, I know. Yeah, I get it.
You'll
get
break
it.
Your hand if you punch me in that.
I know. Of course, look at the size of your head. Your show was called Cow Head. Mm-hmm.
A guy threw a punch at me.
Thank you.
And I went like this. I saw it coming. I turned my head, and he hit me in the back of the head, and he broke his thumb and his wrist.
Yeah.
That's my move.
You have Luke Cage head.
Yeah. It's hard as a rock back there. Really? I've been hit with bats. I've been hit with bottles. Nothing. Bats?
Really? A bat?
Guy broke an absolute bottle over my head. Nothing.
Really?
Swear to God.
What? Can I ask why?
That's what you do when you finish it.
You want to know why?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, were you rushing?
We were walking through a concert area, and we were walking with some girls that worked in the front office of the radio station, and some guys asked if they could take a picture, so I stopped to take a picture with them, and the girls walked ahead, and then when I looked up, they were getting groped by this group of guys up there, so we went ahead and kind of like saved them from the group.
Jesus. Yeah.
And I go, come on, let's go, and the guy's like, oh, you pussy, and I go, just come on, and we grabbed the girls and we just kept walking. One of the guys ran up behind me and hit me over the back of the head with an absolute bottle.
Wow, what'd you do?
I dropped to one knee, didn't fall down.
Like an
elephant?
I was
very proud of myself. Yeah.
Blew his trunk really loud.
Called all my other friends.
The whole concert stopped.
I hope you have a heart attack doing that. Yeah. He blew so hard his heart just exploded in his chest.
One of my eyes just popped out. I had to do the show like my eye was in a telescope all the time.
Just all red veins all burst in it.
That became your nickname, Telescope Eye Kelly. Oh, that's great. That is great.
So you fell to one knee.
I fell to one knee and the guy ran. And then for a second in my heart, I was like, I will live with this anger for the rest of my life because he ran away.
Yeah.
And then my buddy, Fireman Frank, said, not today. And he went, and then my buddy, Kiger, ran the other way. And they ran through and they circled in and they got him.
Like raptors?
Like raptors.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got him good.
Yeah, you do hang out with a crew. I love your crew.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Good for you.
By the time I was like, I heard somebody like, they got him. And I was like, I felt like Marcellus in Pulp Fiction. I'm going to go get the blowtorch and we're going to do some stuff to this guy.
Yo,
I'm
going to bend this guy over a board.
Yeah. And then I got there and he was so.
Like Tracy Morgan. Yo, yo. Like a Walmart truck. Yo. I got $100,000.
Is he going to be on the show soon?
Yes, he is.
Oh, good. I love him. He's the my funniest, all-time craziest guest.
Funniest. Let me tell you something, man. You want to laugh, watch Tracy Morgan do morning news.
Oh, oh yeah.
And, yo, he just takes his shirt off. Yo, getting pregnant. Yeah, right.
The first time I had him on the show, I was on a country station.
Yeah.
I don't even think I've had you on the show yet. And we were doing a make your own bikini out of candy contest. Yeah. It might have been Halloween or something. Yeah. I don't know. And then this girl with like triple F boobs in there, and she was making like a candy corn bikini, yeah. And she was wearing it. And then the other girl, and both girls were like a little overweight. They were like a little chunky because they were country girls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Tracy Morgan had them fearing for their life because I just let them stand in there while he was in the studio. And he's like, I want to get a table made of glass. And I want to get under the glass. And I want you to sit on the table. The girls.
Tracy Morgan or Jay-Z?
Does Jay-Z do that?
his voice he just did.
Oh, sorry.
I told you I'm not good at impressions.
Yo.
Watch this. I'll do my. What?
I didn't even pick up. Now it is Jay-Z. Yo, son.
I can't. I can only do one great impression. You ready?
Okay.
Andy. Hold on, there we go. It takes me a couple times.
You gotta guess who it is.
Takes me a couple times. Takes me a couple times.
You have to guess who it is.
Andy.
I don't know who that is.
Hold on, do it again. Andy. Come on.
You got nothing, Bob?
Do yours.
I don't have it.
Watch.
What is it?
Don't say it.
Am I just doing the one word?
Yeah.
Andy.
Yeah, I needed to hear one. My second one was better, right? Andy.
I guess you could say I liked Andy from the start. Andy.
Come on, what is that?
I don't know, but I like.
It's therapeutic, yeah.
There's something very therapeutic about you two going back and forth.
I'm about to go to sleep, yeah.
Come on, let's do it again.
Andy. Andy.
This is like a Meisner class.
Happy, ready? Andy. Mad. Andy. Wait, ready? Sexual.
All right.
Andy. Yeah, you got that one. That was good.
Question.
Andy? I'm running out of emotion.
By the way, it's Morgan Freeman.
Shawshank. Oh, okay.
Stop, you know it.
Andy Dufresne.
Ready?
Stop, he's the new generation.
Stop it.
Nah. Stop it.
Do Bobby.
Bobby. I can't, because when I do Bobby, I can only do Whitney Brown. Bobby.
Bobby.
Holy Christ.
Can you do Andy in a cave, and you don't know if he's in there? And you're scared.
Andy.
All right, how about you're walking into a house, all the lights are out, but the front door is busted open, and you're just checking to see if Andy's inside.
Andy?
You played it subtle.
Okay, I'm going to do it. Ready?
Andy.
Because I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's Andy or who.
Andy.
Yeah, you gotta breathe a little. Andy? you give the scenario, we'll give you an Andy. This is a new game.
Yep.
I like this.
Okay, ready? You're very disappointed.
Andy.
Okay, you just came home from like a year in Afghanistan, and you saw him for the first time.
Andy.
All right, ready?
Andy.
Wait a minute, you're in a hot air balloon. Mm-hmm. It's going down.
Okay.
You just hit an electrical cord. You're going down.
All right,
ready?
Yeah.
Andy. I was going to get character. Hold on.
I'm crying, dude. He had to turn around.
All right, here we go.
Andy. Is Andy going to fix the balloon, or is he dying too?
All right, Andy's cat just went number two on your brand new rug.
Okay.
Andy. Andy.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
How's it going?
You got me.
Very nice.
Holy cow.
All right, yeah. All right,
By the way, I want to, this is a great game, and this goes right along with just names.
We do
a contest where we just stare at each other and do famous people's names, and whoever breaks up first.
Hold on. This is so, I'd never win this game. Oh, I'm already laughing. All right, guys.
You want me to start?
Yes.
You got to look at me.
I know I was kidding.
Bill Bellamy.
Mitch.
He laughed.
Because
you laughed too.
I'm sorry.
You ruined it.
All right, cool. Can I do it? Can I try?
Yeah.
I want to play.
Do it, Galvin.
All right, ready?
You want to start or you want me to start?
I want you to start.
All right, ready? Ernie Hudson.
Luke Skywalker.
Jimmy Jam. we got the hound dog over here.
That's great.
Mike's wheezing.
Yeah.
There's nothing funny about this.
All right, it's out of my system now.
All right.
You're good.
Me or you?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. Hold on. All right.
Come on. Mike.
Everybody else in the room is ruined.
I'm cold, man. I'm engaged.
All right, I'm sobbing.
Richard Pryor.
Kip Winger.
Ted Knight.
Randolph Mantooth.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Kurt Loder.
Kurt Russell.
Oh, Jesus.
Ed McMahon.
Goldie Hawn.
Chevy Chase.
Ted Danson.
Tyne Daly.
Vin Diesel.
Tim Daly.
The Rock.
Andy Daly.
Kevin Hart.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Burr.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Dead. Louis C.K.
Are you naming people that are more famous than you?
So are you.
I think it's a stalemate.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, you guys almost killed me. What's funny about that game?
I don't know.
I
love it. It's addictive.
Yeah.
It's
Stop.
Great. Yeah, it's great.
Oh, man.
I like the other one, though.
Andy?
Andy's good.
Andy, yeah.
I wanted Andy when you walk in, you caught Andy having sex for the first time with a boy.
All right. Yeah. Andy. He'd been waiting for that.
Andy.
Two different emotions.
Yeah. Mine was he didn't wait for me.
That's the best game.